All right. Well, today we are in Genesis again. We're going to be in Genesis 43, 15 through 17, and 26 through 34. So if anybody would like to turn there while we're going to be talking about this, that'd be awesome. Do we remember what we talked about last week? Yeah, I don't either. I got a short memory. All right, let's review this. Who did Jacob's sons meet when they arrived in Egypt? Starts with a J.
Jesus?
Yep, that's correct. But they didn't recognize him, did they? All right. Yep, lots of years. Plus, they thought he was dead. Who did Joseph say they must bring back with him? That one's a tough one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Benjamin, his little brother. All right. Now, these are the questions that we'll be talking about. Who did Jacob's son bring with? Who did Jacob's sons bring with them the second time they went to Egypt? Why was Joseph crying? Who got the biggest amount of food at Joseph's table? All right, let's go to Genesis 43:15 through 17. So the men took the present and Benjamin, and they took double money in their hands and arose and went down to Egypt. And they stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to them, to the steward of his house, "Take these men to my home and slaughter an animal and make ready, for these men will dine with me at noon." Then the man did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. Now, 26 through 34. But we said, "We cannot go down if our..." Well, let's go back to 25. "And our father said, 'Go back and buy us a little food.' But we said, 'We cannot go down if our youngest brother is with us. If we cannot go down if our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Then your servant, my father, said to us, 'You know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, "Surely he is torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since. But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befalls him, you shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave. Now, therefore, when I came to your servant, my father, and the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad's life, it will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us that he will die. So your servants will bring down the gray hair of our servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. For your servants become surety for the lad to my father, saying, 'If I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father forever. Now, therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest perhaps I see the devil, the evil that would come upon my father?'" All righty. And I read the whole wrong scripture there. I did. All right, let's read the right one now. "And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. Then he asked them, saying, 'Their well-being,' and said, 'Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?' And they answered, 'Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive.' And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Now his heart yearns for his brother. So Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep, and he went into his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, and he restrained himself and said, "Serve the bread." So they set him a place by himself, and them by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat food with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked in astonishment at one another. Then he took servings to them from before him. But Benjamin's serving was five times as much as any of theirs. So they drank and were merry with him. All right, now that we got the right scripture read, who did Jacob's sons bring with them the second time they went to Egypt? Benjamin. Jacob did not want him to go because he was afraid that something would happen to him. But Joseph had warned his brothers that they must not appear before him without Benjamin. So Benjamin had to go or they wouldn't get any food. Why was Jacob crying? Was he sad? He was happy. He hadn't seen his brother in years, and he finally got to see his brother, so it made him cry with happiness. We don't always cry because we're sad. Sometimes we cry because we're happy. Because he had very strong feelings when he saw his brother Benjamin, his heart was full of love towards his brother and thanks to God. All right, who got the biggest amount of food at Joseph's table? He did. Benjamin. This was the sign of Joseph's special love for Benjamin, as well as a test for his brother to see if they would be jealous of Benjamin as they had been jealous of Joseph. So his brothers were starting to learn a lesson here, I do believe. All right. Jacob's pantry was empty. The once large pile of grain and corn purchased by his sons on their first journey to Egypt was all gone. It was time to take a second journey. There was just one problem. Joseph had harshly warned his brothers not to return without Benjamin, their father's favorite son. Jacob clung tightly to Benjamin, refusing to let him go, but Jacob would need to learn to give his youngest son to God. If he did not, the whole family would starve, even though he didn't want to send Benjamin to them. When the brothers arrived, they again found themselves bowing to the prince of the land. Would he accuse them of being spies or thieves? Would he throw them into prison? Would he kill them? This was Joseph's opportunity to get back at his brothers for what they had done to him. They had hated him, they had harmed him, and sold him into slavery. And now they were under his control. He could make them slaves or put them in prison or even kill them if he pleased. But instead, Joseph showed them tremendous love and tenderness. He threw them a party. Joseph was not bitter towards his brothers. Instead, he felt pity and mercy towards them so much so that he had to excuse himself as he broke down in tears. His brothers had rejected him, but Joseph would embrace them. His brothers had hated him, but Joseph would love them. His brothers had done him harm, but Joseph would do them good. What a picture Joseph is of Jesus Christ. Jesus would show love for those who hated him, such great love that he would go to the cross for them. Jesus would save his enemies. Like Joseph, he would take no pleasure in getting back at those who hurt him, but would extend forgiveness and grace towards those who did him harm. So, do we want to be like Joseph, where we forgive everybody who does us wrong, give them the grace that God showed us? Yeah. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful scripture, Father, that it shows us the loving kindness that you have for us, that we were once your enemy, Father, but now we are your loving servants, Father. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.